Hello and welcome to the Local Economic Development Podcast.
Hosted by Sean Cunningham
and Jörg Meyer-Starmer.
For other programs in this series, please take a look at www.ledcast.net.
In this episode, we are going to have a guest host. It is Sonja Ende, who is working as an LED consultant, mostly in African countries. I would like to take this opportunity to also highlight that MesoPartner is about to host its first LED Academy in Africa. We will have that in South Africa from the 22nd to the 26th of September 2008. And you can find details on that at the MesoPartner website, which is www.mesopartner.com. And now on to Sonja.
Welcome to the LED Podcast. Today's episode is on business development committees in Nigeria, public-private interaction for an improved business environment. And I have the pleasure to welcome here Mrs. Margaret Joshua. Margaret, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Thank you, Sonja. I am Margaret Joshua. I work with the GTZ EOPST program, that's Employment-Oriented Private Sector Development Program in Nigeria. I'm the Local Economic Development Coordinator. I've been working on the project for the past 3.5 years, and I've worked in two states in Nigeria, Niger State and Nasarawa State, on developing public-private platforms for business-enabling environment in the two states.
What kind of platforms are these? We said our episode today is on business development committees. So what are these business development committees?
Business development committees in Niger and Nasarawa State is a committee that is made up of public and private sector individuals who are working more as volunteers on how to facilitate the process of private sector development in the two states. And this, when we talk about private sector development, we're talking more about small, medium, and micro enterprises developing in these two states. We started the whole concept of business development committee because when we got into the two states, we did not have people who could drive the process, people who could bring about the change in the local economic development environment, and we decided, okay, what do we do now? And so we had these volunteers coming from the public sector and the private sector working together to bring about this enabling environment in the two states.
Maybe before we go deeper into the role of these business development committees, you should give us a bit of background also for our international listeners. When you talk about these two states in Nigeria, how do we actually have to imagine these two states? What is the economic structure of the states? How do they look like?
Thank you for that question. The two states are Niger and Nasarawa states. They are both states of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Nigeria has 36 states. Nigeria actually is in West Africa, and it has a population of about 140 million people. Now, talking about the two states, Niger and Nasarawa State, economically, these are more like a bit low states because they have very poor infrastructures, like poor social amenities like electricity, water supply, or maybe health facilities and all this in the two states. And they are basically agrarian states. They have lots of potentials in terms of agriculture, livestock, crop production, and fisheries and things like that. And also they have a lot of potentials in terms of tree crops like shea trees in Niger. And Niger happens to be one of the big producers of this shea butter, I think, worldwide.
Thank you, Margaret. Now that we know a bit more about these two states, we are very much interested now in the role of the public sector and the private sector. You said that these business development committees are actually there to enhance the public-private dialogue. What is actually the role of the BDC? Are these business development committees actually part of local government, or are they owned by the private sector, or how are these business development committees working?
The Business Development Committees are actually independent body. They don't belong to the local government or the state government or the federal government. They work on their own, and they're working more on voluntary basis. You have members representing the private sector and members representing the public sector. Their major role is to facilitate linkage between the public and the private sector. And some of them have been dealing with issues that concern enabling environment, like improving on the infrastructures for business, especially as it comes to social amenities. The BDCs are also playing advocacy role, trying to mobilize people to take certain actions that will bring about positive economic development within their environment. They have also been playing advocacy role in making government do what they are supposed to do. This might not sound very familiar, but there are issues that has to do with policies and the likes, and BDC has been involved in trying to lobby to ensure that the government plays its part in economic development within the framework of local economic development in Niger and Nasarawa states.
So these business development committees, or BDCs, as we can call them here, they are independent kind of networks of public sector and private sector people who are working together for an improved enabling environment. What actually are the issues? What has to be improved? Or what kind of issues do local businesses face? What kind of challenges? And where can the BDC come in?
For these two states, the small businesses have been facing challenges in the area of taxation. This is a major issue that cuts across almost every part of the country, but in these two states, they've had issues with multiple taxation, because in Nigeria, we have three levels of government. We have the local government, we have the state government, and the federal government. And these small businesses have been subjected to paying taxes, maybe the same taxes, at the three levels. So the BDC has been involved in trying to ensure that these SMMEs are not paying triple taxation for one item or for one activity that they've been involved in. Also, we have issues around infrastructure. You remember earlier on I mentioned that the infrastructures in these two states are very, very low, very, very poor. And BDCs have also been playing the role of advocating for better services from the National Electric Supply Company called PHCN, Power Holding Company of Nigeria, and some of them have gotten results in that more transformers that could enhance the electricity supply has been taken to some of these local governments where we're working. Some of them have also talked about issues of governments having to repair the market stalls, because in most of the local governments where we're working, the government are the ones who construct the market stalls. And these market stalls have been in deplorable conditions. So the BDC has also acted, you know, linking the people to the government to ensure that these repairs are carried out, and also making sure that the people pay the taxes or they give the revenue for the government to be able to carry out its duty. So basically the BDC is working between the local government, that's the public sector, and the private sector, that's the SMMEs or MSMEs.
Thank you. You shared already some successes with us: improved enabling environment for businesses, improved power supply, improved transparency of tax issues. Do you know of any other successes of the BDCs in one of the two states?
They have also linked the MSMEs with the banks to access some loan. They have organized stakeholders forum where they invited service providers like the microfinance institutions. In Nigeria, we have the microfinance banks that have just started, and they've created this linkage between the microfinance banks and the private sector. also we've had the BDCs working in the area of bringing the people closer to the government. Very soon, we're trying to develop some activities in which the BDCs will bring together stakeholders in order to discuss with the government on issues that borders on creating enabling environments. And this will be a wide range of stakeholders, not only government and private sector, but support institutions, service providers, and the likes will come together in a forum which will be organized by the BDCs, and they will be able to interact and talk about issues that concerns enabling environment.
You mentioned earlier that these BDCs are independent, so they are not owned by local government, they are not owned by anybody. We are working here with volunteers. People are using their own time and resources to actually facilitate these linkages for an improved enabling environment. This sounds very tough to me. What is the motivation, or why are people doing this? Are they getting paid?
No, they are not getting paid, but from the interactions we've had with these BDC members, they are mostly satisfied with the fact that they are making a change in the business environment in their various local governments. They see it as a kind of sacrifice they have to give to move the process forward. And most of them are also happy that somehow they are contributing their own quota to the issues of economic development in their locality. And they are hoping that as they put in more, in the future they will be recognized by the community. Like in the Nigerian setting, sometimes they give people some kind of awards, or they give them a kind of chieftaincy title, we call it. But that means the community has recognized what you're doing and they are happy with you. And maybe also remotely, it is a possibility that some of them might use this as a political point in the future. If they want to contest for an election, they could point at some of the things they have done in their community as part of the reasons why they should be elected into a post.
Could this also be a challenge for these independent forums, that they somehow get patronized by politics?
Yeah, this is a very, very dangerous point. We have tried as much as possible to separate these committees or the BDC from politics. But in the long run, you cannot avoid this completely. But what we want is that they play down this issue of politics. And like you said earlier, we were talking about not being paid by anybody. What they have done so far is that they try to get people to buy into the process, both people from the private sector and people from the public sector. And they have also approached some opinion leaders or people who you might call prominent people within the community to support the process. And they've also been using maybe some medium companies or medium enterprises, like some hotels who donate the venue to them. And sometimes the microfinance banks also give an input into the process without charging money. And this is how they've been moving. But the issue of funding is still a big challenge for us. And everybody is trying to say, don't emphasize too much on this. But apparently, with time, this will be a major issue. And we're also thinking of how, through this evolution of this process, we can address such issues.
What is actually the role of GTZ in this BDC process?
GTZ has been playing a facilitative role. We've been facilitating the process. We have been supporting. We have been into capacity building for the BDCs, for them to play their role. We've organized a series of workshops in order to try to bring out what strategies that they could use to succeed as drivers of change. One of the major things we have done is to have some workshops with them in which they came up with their vision, mission, and strategies for how the BDCs will operate. We've also had activities on stakeholders forum, where we've brought BDCs from various local governments from the two states to interact. And we noticed that with this workshop, Most of them have been gingered up to do more for their localities, and they've seen what are the main issues when you talk about creating enabling environment, and they've taken up this challenge. Also, the BDCs have come a long way. They've had now they're trying to set up BDC forums in the two states where they could interact regularly and bring up their own issues, and also interact at a higher level, which is at the state government level, with the relevant agencies and ministries in order to move the process forward.
So as far as I understood you now, the GTZ support is getting less and less gradually as this BDC process evolves.
Yes, it's getting less and less. And we also notice that they are interested in taking over the process, because one of the things we had ensured from the beginning is that this process is sustainable and that the process is owned by the people, because we do not want a situation where it is dependent on us and when the program ends, then everybody folds their hands or they say it is over, thank God we can go home. But now with the kind of reactions we're getting, we can safely say that yes, the people are really trying to take over the process on their own, because they are now doing activities on their own, state-based activities, without necessarily having GTZ in the front line or GTZ supporting the process. They are taking initiatives on their own. And if you ask me, I would like to say that this might be part of the exit strategy already, which is built in into the process.
So this is a very positive forecast. You believe in the sustainability of this process, and so do I, as I also observed this process over the last year. Margaret, do you think that this kind of BDC process could be replicated? Now it's taking place in Niger and Nasarawa State. Do you think this could also be done in the rest of Nigeria, or maybe in the rest of Africa, or even in other countries in development?
Yes, I think this is a possibility, because the BDC process is a natural thing that evolved on its own. Looking at it from the area, from the angle of local economic development, I would like to just give a brief history of how we arrived at this platform. Initially, we had some trainings for some, we identified some young people and trained them. We call these young people development agents. And they are the ones that have been supporting the process and following up the process of the business development committees. After training these young men, we went ahead to give them an assignment to do a study on their local government areas, and we call that the Area Potential Survey. And this Area Potential Survey gave us a kind of baseline on what to do or which kind of activities are possible within a particular locality. And after that, we had a training to bring together the private sector and public sector for the first time in some of the local government. This had never happened before. The government had always been doing their business on their own, and the private sector doing their business on their own, and they're all aiming at the same goal. So we succeeded in bringing these two together, and it was during that workshop that it was agreed that it would be worthwhile to have a committee that will promote the process or that will drive this process. And that's why we arrived at the business development committees. And after arriving at this business development committee as a platform for driving the process of LED within the local government area, we have been supporting the process, we have been observing the process, we have been following up the process, and I think it's something that would possibly work in the rest of Nigeria. We have also been discussing with our political partner in Nigeria, and that's the National Planning Commission, and they are interested in the whole process of the BDC, and they think that it's something that should be replicated in other parts of the country. Also, during our stakeholders meeting in 2006, the BDC issue was brought up, and people felt this was a process that should be supported. People even feel that this process should be something that would be taken to a higher level, that the state government would be aware of this process and they can support the process. So I believe that this process can work in Nigeria, and if it works in Nigeria, I think with the principles and the concept and the evolution of this process, it can also work in other places, needing some little adaptation because of differences in maybe structure or political structure or things like that.
Thank you very much, Margaret, for sharing the success story of the independent business development committees in two states in Nigeria. I think we learned a lot now about how these business development committees can bring the public and the private sector together to create an improved local enabling business environment. Thank you very much, and please continue with your good work. We want to hear more from you in the future. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sonia Ende. And it's been nice having you on this program and having to give our little experience so far with the Business Development Committee. We always count on your support and your advice at any time. Things that would add value to the process will always be welcome. Thank you very much.